The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk about the two games with Paul Joyce from The Times, who was covering off that Everton game at the weekend and talks about how the opposition manager had galvanised and brought life to his team. But what on earth is Marco Silva doing at the moment? Monty Joycey?
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Hello, pal. Yeah, there's very contrasting things going on at Wolves and Everton at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. Nuno Espirito Santo's been there longer, so we have to make that caveat. But I just think, other than those first sort of 6-7 weeks of Marco Silva, there's not been the sort of uplift that you would have, that Everton would have wanted. And at the moment, it's difficult really to see what Everton are, what they're trying to do. We spoke to him after the game about, you know, motivating players and inspiring players, which has become a bit of a debate about around Everton at the moment. Is he doing that enough, especially when you saw how the Wolves players were for their manager? And he sort of said, he argued that motivation is an obligation for the players. And I don't think he distanced himself away from that was his responsibility, but he certainly put the onus on the players to do that. And I think he's right in a lot of ways, but the trouble is, as we've seen with these Everton players, that Ronald Koeman had a problem getting the best out of them. David Unsworth, when he was interim charge, Sam Allardyce to a lesser extent, and now Marco Silva's having the same. And if you're relying on this set of Everton players to do it for themselves, then you're going to be in trouble, because, you know, there's too many of them not accepting responsibility. They get paid a lot of money, but they're not putting in the performances that they should do at the moment. And Everton just seems like a mess to me, from a club that was arguably one of the, if outside the top six, if you were another club, you'd want to sort of be run like Everton, the way that they used to do the transfers and everything. But, you know, there's a lot of money being wasted, a lot of deadwood there, a lot of obstacles that they need to get over if they're going to straighten themselves out. And they're going in the, you know, the wrong direction at the moment. There's obviously going to be a decision looming with the manager at some point, unless he straightens this out. And the games that we've got this week, you know, Manchester City on Wednesday, and I think Watford at the weekend, I think it's Watford.
Yeah, that's the one, Watford away. I mean, you allude in your match report to the fact that obviously there's been a number of managerial changes within a short space of time, 18 months alone, which is probably going to buy Marco Silva some time here.
Well, I think the last thing that Everton want to do is make another managerial change. And I think that the sort of the symmetry with the Watford fixture coming up this weekend, you know, there's still that Premier League inquiry as to over the tapping up of Marco Silva in the first place, and the, you know, the threat of compensation against him. And, you know, the time with that fixture now, you know, he went to all that trouble to get Marco Silva. Watford have sort of kicked on, Everton have, you know, flatlined. And it's just, I think they don't want to be seen to be making yet another change so soon. They want to be seen to be a bit more of a club with a strategy in it and showing patience. But that's very difficult to maintain when the results are so poor as they are at the moment. So I think everybody, you know, the players and the manager need to get their act together and try and sort of get some solidity and be more competitive in the games. And to be honest, that's going to come out of the blue, because they're not doing that at the moment.
No identity there. Look, we've stood in front of managers, a lot of them, and you've seen their manner change when things have got difficult. We've seen managers that, you know, that are on the edge. What's the feeling? What are you getting from Marco Silva when you're talking to him? Is he calm about his situation? Does he look slightly more frantic about the task ahead?
No, I think he's calm on the outside. I think he'll be worried privately, because the run's gone on for so long now. And I think it was actually Tony Grant on Twitter made a good point about a week ago, who said after the Millwall game, there's an opportunity now for him to sort of reset and show he's the manager that can take Everton forward. And I think it's just like maybe a tweak in the formation to make them a bit more harder to beat. I think he's saying the same things in a lot of press conferences. And of course, the conceding the goal from the set piece at the weekend was a disaster, because it gives the impression that there's no progress, the faults aren't being addressed, which I can't believe that's true. I don't think he's not doing any work on set pieces. So in that sense, there is a responsibility on the players to step up a bit more. But you'd just like a bit more from him, maybe a different way of setting up the team, 4-5-1, or if Mina's fit, 3-5-2, and then just show something a little bit different, that you're trying to get something out of the to stop the rot, really.
Without doubt, a defining period for Everton. At the moment, talking with Paul Joyce from The Times. And let's look at a defining period for Liverpool as well, because big Premier League games, Champions League in there as well. And Jürgen's addressed that question as to whether this team, this squad, is big enough and capable enough to push on two fronts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big month now for Liverpool with Bayern Munich coming up, in and around the Man United game, and obviously starting with West Ham tonight. And I think previously, whenever he's really had two competitions on the go, he's prioritised one more than the other. I think towards the end of last season, obviously the push was to get to the Champions League final, and so you saw one or two team selections where the fringe players came in. The FA Cup last month was obviously an opportunity to rotate, and you know, it was just a question put to him, really. Does he feel that the squad's capable of fighting on two fronts? And he said that they'll attack the competitions with the same intensity that they want to carry on in the Champions League. I suppose the only caveat to all that is the injuries that are coming at the moment in defence, which might affect his plans. But I think he feels that the team that is at the top of the Premier League in England should be able to have a crack at the Champions League. There's no need to prioritise one against the other, and the return of sort of Champions League football shouldn't derail the title bid.
But injuries are a concern at the moment, aren't they? I mean, the right-back position is one that has a question mark with it, with obviously Trent out, Joe Gomez the most likely standing out as well. Yeah. James Milner will probably come back in tonight, but it seems to be a little bit of a circle of players occupying that position.
Yeah, I think we're all expecting Milner to come in at right back tonight. I think there was an update last week on Trent that he could be back within the next stepping up his training this week. I think he alleviates a lot of the pressure when he comes back, and sounds like Joe Gomez is going to be out for a while again now, with the threat of the operation which Jürgen spoke about at the weekend. I think the issue at right back is that it creates a pressure in midfield, and I think against Leicester last week when we saw Henderson having to play at full back, the options in midfield were thin then. And yeah, I think in a way Trent holds the key to a lot of things, really. If he can come back fit and stay fit, then the pressure is alleviated everywhere else. It's just one of those little tricky periods, and Manchester City's win yesterday puts pressure on Liverpool to have to stand up, and you never quite know what you're going to get from West Ham. So, you know, the onus is on Liverpool's players. They've got a better team, and they have to show that tonight.
Did the manager address that conversation that's been had about atmosphere and maybe how a nervousness from the fans had sort of filtered to the players in the Leicester game?
Yeah, I think he thought it had been overblown a little bit. He was at pains to sort of point out, he thought that the fans were good against Leicester, that that maybe, you know, the type of night it was, the sort of, you know, Leicester aren't sort of pushovers, the conditions on the pitch. I think Jürgen was very keen to make out. I think one of his quotes was, well, we've got 61 points and the fans have been crucial to us getting to that. So I think he was sort of key. He also said that if he felt it was a problem, he would speak out about it. But I think he was keen to sort of keep it in perspective, really. I think people hear what they want to hear, don't they? And I think if every time... I just thought it was a bit early to relate it to Liverpool. That was one of the reasons why Liverpool dropped points. I think if every time they don't win, we're going to say it's the crowd or the players are nervous. I mean, sometimes, you know, you just can't win every game, and you know, there's still three months left in the season, and you're going to have ups and downs. So I think he was quite... I didn't think he felt it, the crowd atmosphere was a major issue last Wednesday. I think he was the opposite, really. He said that the crowd have been, you know, great for us this season, and yeah, he sort of moved away from that sort of debate, really.
Just want to finish off by highlighting a brilliant piece in your paper today, Paul, which is the interview with Jose Enrique. He's been through an incredible journey, not just footballing-wise, but, of course, with his battle against a brain tumour. And there's an exclusive interview in there, which Ollie Kay has done, which is a fascinating read. And it, lovely fella as well. I mean, obviously, we'd have met him as a player at Liverpool Football Club. I always think of that pass he did for the Suarez goal against Newcastle, that long lumped ball, which Louis made look easy to control and score. But he talks about the fight against the tumour being tough, but he said the fight against not playing when I was at Liverpool was even worse. I don't know whether you've seen the piece yet.
Yeah, Ollie went out to Spain a couple of weeks ago to do him. Yeah, sort of puts everything into perspective, doesn't he? I think, yeah, I remember he had a good start to his Liverpool career under Kenny, when Kenny signed him, and then sort of some injury problems and fell out of favour and wasn't, you know, became a problem position really for Liverpool in some ways. But yeah, if anybody gets the chance to read that interview, Ollie's a, you know, brilliant reporter, and it's a great interview that he's done.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.